Hello everyone and welcome to another Morning English podcast, Washer Jack, and today I'm joined by Cara. How are you today, Cara?
Mind your own business.
Oh, not again.
Just get out of my face.
Don't start with this, Cara.
Huh.
That was pretty good. Okay, I'm sorry for eating the last slice of birthday cake. Are you happy now?
I suppose 差不多可以了哈 end scene.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty good, but I don't know if we're going to get Oscars for it. I think we could do better next time.
Maybe I should get one, yeah. But you need to work on your angry voice.
I do actually, yeah. So me and Cara obviously just had a fake argument and we used 5 expressions that we're going to share with you today. So next time you have an argument in English, you'll be able to use these.
大家不要信以为真啊，我们是非常友好的，我们刚只是假装吵了一个架。那我们讲到5个表达，就是今天要教给大家吵架的时候可以用到的表达。如果你想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。So the first thing that I said was mind your own business. You say this when somebody is being nosy. 注意不是 noisy, 是 nosy, 就是很爱管闲事的时候 and trying to get involved in your personal matters.
Yeah, so maybe if someone you don't know very well asks you about your recent breakup, you can say, mind your own business. I don't want to talk about it.
不是很凶哈，就比如说你最近分手了，是一个很 personal 的事儿吧，但是可能你也不太愿意提，因为并不是什么好事儿。可是某个不熟然后又很 nosy 的人偏偏要问个不停，然后你就可以讲 mind your own business, 你管好你自己就行了啊，你少管闲事儿。然后呢，像刚刚就是强子想要跟我开始一个话题嘛， but I didn't want to, 但是我不是很想聊，所以呢我也可以用到这个表达。
So my response to Cara was not againSo this is an exasperated, so a tired way of saying this type of argument has happened before and you're sick of it.
就是不是吧，又来啊，可能你们会因为同样的事情闹过很多次，或者也可以是对方单方面的闹过很多次，那你就可以讲这句话叫做 not again, 不是吧。
So if I get asked to do another podcast about makeup, then I would say...Not again.
You love them, really.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the next one is get out of my face or get out of my face.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah.
Because it's so aggressive.
Yeah, if you say this to someone, you're really pissed off at them.
Oh, 就我特别喜欢这个，因为它攻击性非常非常强。And it's simple enough to explain it. Just means you want the person to go away.
Yeah, exactly. So you want them to leave your sight.So get away from your face. So just leave.
对，中文意思就是你给我滚。
你给我滚。
滚
滚。So you ever said this to anyone, Cara?
Maybe, but I don't think I spoke to them after that.
Oh, understandable. Well, that's the message you wanted to give.
对。So that is why it is best saved for the strongest arguments. 这一句话呢，就要留在那种吵得最凶的时候再用它。Okay, so next up is.
Don't start with this. So this is similar to not again, as it can mean that the argument has happened before and you're not in the mood to have it again.
It can also mean that you sense an argument is coming. Yeah, and you want to stop it before it starts.
Definitely.
就是你想要在它开始之前把这个战火呀给遏制住，你嗅到了一丝丝战火的味道，你就可以讲它。Don't start with this. 别来，别搞，就这个意思。
Yeah, sometimes this can backfire though, make the other person more annoyed, so be careful.
So be ready for the argument anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So an example sentence would be, oh, Cara, I want to finish work early today.
Don't start with this.
Oh, fine. All right, last one for today is, you happy now?
Yeah, it seems like this is used at the end of an argument. Usually when you concede defeat.
Yeah, often.
看似作为吵架就是结束吵架的一句话。What are you doing?
I'm thirsty.
居然跟我录节目说在喝水。
I'm sorry, I'll stop drinking. Are you happy now? See, that works. That works. Come on.
好，我们回到话题啊，就是看似作为吵架结束的一句话，看似在投降，但是它翻译成中文的意思是什么呢？就是你这下开心了吧？啊，开心了吗？
So, yeah, if you know you aren't going to win the argument or you just want to give in to the other person, you can give them what they want or agree with them and then say, are you happy now?
This also might be more likely to annoy the other person more.
It is?
You may try it next time. When you argue with...
I'm worried now.
You know.
Right, so when you do argue with someone in English, you can try out these and, hopefully you'll maybe even impress them enough that you don't have to carry on the argument anymore. But that depends on the argument, I suppose.
对，反正就是事实的时候，还是要拿出捍卫自己的武器，好吗？吵架可是不能输的。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。好了，那我们今天节目是不是就和大家聊到这儿了？
我是 Jack。
OK， 我是卡拉。
See you next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye.